Well, Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be found acceptable in your sight. Amen. As I was asking the Lord, because I didn't know I was going to be doing this until a little after 9 this morning. So when I was looking at the readings for the day and different things like that, the reading for today in the daily lectionary is actually Matthew 28 and 17. And I forget all that's there. But this is Ascension Day. So the reading we read today for the gospel was the Ascension Day gospel lesson, which all ties in together. So I'm going to read you Matthew 17 through 20, which is the end of Matthew. Well, I'll start with 16. But the 11 disciples proceeded to Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had designated. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some were doubtful. And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I command you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Now, that was the gospel lesson that Bracken read, wasn't it? Sorry. And then in Mark, if you have your Bibles, we'd like to turn to Mark 16, 11. And she, Mary Magdalene, went and reported to those who had been with him while they were mourning and weeping. And when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they refused to believe it. And then in verse 15, he appears to them again, and he says to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation." You can find in Luke, just go ahead and read that real quick, Luke 24, 11. "But these words, appeared to them as nonsense, and they would not believe." And the words was that Mary Magdalene had seen him alive, had seen him as risen. And they said it appeared to them as nonsense. And then we go into the 45th verse. And again, I won't read all that stuff. It's the sending them out. It talks about him sending, what's going on in all of this. And you can find in the very end of John where he's talking to Peter and he asks Peter, "Do you love me?" And Peter, of course, answers and he says he has the three different commandments, tend, shepherd, and then tend again, my lamb and my sheep. This morning as I was looking at this, the Lord began to speak to me about this, is that this is all the end. This is it. These are the last words that Jesus is speaking to his disciples. In the three Gospels, he's speaking it to the people who don't believe. They have not yet come to a place of belief. They're afraid. They're in doubt. They're kind of a pretty pitiful bunch in that sense. And I found it interesting what his solution to this problem was. It was to go. And so that's just the simplicity of the word today is in this time that we're in now with the pandemic and all the crazy stuff going on and I don't know about you. I arrived at this place a long time ago, but it's become increasingly hard to believe what you hear from doctors and politicians on TV because they all change their story to fit the narrative that they want for that day, you know. And so that has us existing in a place of fear and all, or doubt, or worry, even to the place that there's some Christians that have yet to even leave their home. They won't even leave home. They're hiding in their upper room because of their doubts and their fears. Now, I'm not advocating to do away with all that we're being asked to do, the social distancing, the mask in public and things like that. That's not the deal. What I am saying is that if you find a place in this place where you're like fearful and you got doubts about so many stuff, the best thing that you can do is to go. It's just simply go. He will open doors for you and the Holy Spirit will lead you into the things that He has called you particularly to do. One of the things that he's called every one of us to do, and we tend to forget that in this modern age of Christianity, is that he's called every Christian to proclaim the gospel, to go and proclaim the gospel. We hear that in particularly the Mark and in the Matthew passage, the Great Commission. This is the last things that Jesus is doing, is dealing with their doubts, their fears, and we all have those. We all have them about different things. Like the things that you're afraid about, I'm not afraid about. The things that I'm afraid about, you're not afraid about. Because it's so personal. All these things are personal. Because that's the way the enemy does. First, he divides. And then he begins to conquer individuals, picking us off one by one because we're alone. And so we need to know that. And again, I'm not advocating doing away with social distancing, not or any of those things that the government and doctors have come up with. But I am telling you that there's things that we can do. Like say, one of the attacks of the enemy, I believe, that has come out of all of this is when they gave stay-at-home orders that we stayed at home. We didn't do nothing. We just isolated into a room and let fear, doubt, and anxiety overwhelm us to the place that we're not, that even though we're at home, we're not doing anything. Even being home in isolation, you can do so much. In the monastic traditions of solitude and silence, you know, their belief is that more is accomplished in prayer and solitude and being before the Lord than there is in much work. The Trappist monks their saying is work and pray, and that prayer is your work. So in this time, let's not get so isolated that we don't reach out to Christ. If we're having to stay home, and certainly us older people that have health issues already, we should not be out and about as much as the 30-year-old person is at all. But just because you're isolated and you're told to stay home doesn't mean that there's not things that you can do. That there's not things that you can do that actually is the gospel. You can always pray. You can always say, go, okay, well, I can't go to Walmart today, but I can pray today. You know? Because that's the cure. You know, if you watch the exercise stuff, they always say like the hardest thing to do is to get a body moving. Once it's moving, it's easy to keep it moving. The hard part is getting it to move into walking and exercise and things like that. And it's the same with us spiritually. Part of this thing that the enemy has been trying to do is to get us that we're not doing anything. For those who do feel like they should be at home, not getting out very much, not going, you know, not taking advantages of church services when they can, just doing them online or live streaming or whatever, there's still things that you can do that proclaim the gospel in your own way. Paul tells us we wage war against powers and principalities, not against flesh and blood. So there's spiritual warfare that we can do when we are forced to be isolated. But I think many Christians have gotten so isolated that they can't do something. They can't get off the couch, so to speak, spiritually. But when you read all of these last chapters of all four Gospels, you see the Lord telling somebody or all of them to do something. And all of these guys are scared to death. They're all, in one instance, he comes and says that they're hiding behind they'd locked the door. They'd gathered in a room and locked the door, and they were hiding for fear of the Jews. And so he gives them a solution to their fears, to their anxieties. And he said, go. 10, shepherd. You know, every one of you may not be clergy, but there's probably someone or numbers of people in your life that the Lord would like for you to shepherd. And you can do that with a phone call. When you get older and isolated more and more, you begin to feel that isolation. Well, nobody even remembers that I exist. And also simple phone calls is shepherding and tending his sheep and his lambs, calling old friends that you haven't talked to. The important thing is not so much what you're doing for them. The important thing is that you're actually doing something for him, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
And so remember the words of St. Francis, which us Protestants kind of keep forgetting this. St. Francis told one of his disciples after they had passed through a town, and this disciple was looking forward to hearing Francis preach, the great Francis. And they got to the other side of the town and just walked straight through the town. Didn't stop, talked to nobody or anything. And the young man asked Francis, he said, "I thought that you was going to preach the gospel today in this town." And Francis told him, "Always preach the gospel and use words if you have to." So there's so many ways that we can fulfill these great commandments of preaching the gospel. That don't involve going out here on the street corners and talking to people, although that is certainly, for some people, that is part of their calling. Absolutely. And we should never pass up an opportunity to share the love of Christ with anyone that we can have an opportunity to share it with them. This just means that we have to talk louder now, because we have to stand a little farther away from each other to share the love of Christ. Amen? Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.